Hello and welcome to the Siva Light Lightworkers podcast. We the Lightworkers are working to spread the light and the love of God and Guru through all that we do. The Lightworkers are all pure meditators who follow the teachings and guidance of our beloved Guru, Metta Yogananda Mahasaya Dharma, a true self-God realized master. She is the founder and spiritual head of the self-realization Siva Light Centers for pure meditation, healing and counseling. For more information on the centers, please go to sivalight.org. On sivalight.org, you will find that there is an audio tracks page and can download 3 free tracks of Metta Yogananda speaking to us on pure meditation, awe and peace, and the highest form of living. So please head over to sivalight.org and download your free audio tracks after the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you enjoy the podcast. Our love goes to you all. Infinite Spirit, beloved God, Guru Deva, may we give you grateful thanks for this time, that your light and your love may guide us in all that we say, think and do, and that light and that love may go out to all this world, and all may feel the peace that is there for them. May thy will be done. So welcome everybody. Today we're going to be briefly talking about pure meditation and some aspects on pure meditation and how it's affected us in our life. So I'd like to ask my fellow light workers, how do you feel that pure meditation has helped to change the way that you view life and the way that your life has progressed since you've had the pure meditation practice and you have been practicing pure meditation? For me, I found that, you know, I was searching for a sort of a spiritual practice, I guess you'd say, and I was doing, you know, meditation through apps and just trying my own sort of meditative states and things, but I always sort of felt like there was something a bit more there, like there was something that you could find that's deeper than that, those things. And as soon as I did the pure meditation course, I just thought, wow. this is what I've been looking for, you know. Yeah. And then like it still takes time for you to put it into your life, obviously, and then like learning how to practice it more regularly. But when you do practice it more regularly, man, do you get fed like the amount of peace and the joy that you can receive, you know, the inner love that's there for you, that inner, you know, people talk about the inner divine well of wisdom and intuition and peace that is within us. Like, and pure meditation certainly helps to bring that to the fore within us and helps us, you know, throughout the day, because when we're sitting in that pure meditation and we're receiving those things, you know, it's not like you don't just close the door after you've meditated, like, and that energy and that thing that you're receiving through the meditation stays there. It's like it's with you throughout the day. So you can bring it into everything that you do, which is why obviously when we're doing our light working and stuff as well, because we've been practicing our meditation, it's like there's that joy there and that peace there because we've been feeding, having fed that through our meditation, which is such a profound catalyst for change in your life, because you start seeing things differently,
yeah,
and feeling things differently, and understanding like what's affecting my energy and where am I falling out of balance and where's my understanding in life, like these habits that I used to, you know, think, oh, they're okay, like it's just, yeah, nothing much happening there. Then you realise, oh wow, these have been shifting me out of balance so much. So it's like a changing and looking at your life and then understanding going forward so that you can become more harmonious within yourself and without yourself, because when you're more harmonious within yourself, then you're more likely to be harmonious with all of life.
I think with meditation, like whenever I say to people that I meditate or talk about the pure meditation course, most of the people that I mention it to will say, oh, but no, I've got a busy mind, I can't even think about meditating. No, just not for me. But, you know, I've got a really busy mind and I'm not like a fantastic meditator, but I'm practicing and I'm learning, and just by doing that you receive the benefits, don't you? I mean, it's those people who think that they can't, they would just benefit so much from trying.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to achieve 100% success, maybe not even in this life, but just to be trying,
mm-hmm.
they'll be helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I think that I always had that vision that meditation meant that you were total no thinking, zen, levitating, you know, that there was this kind of false perception of meditation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, Pamela, that I have a really busy mind. I think about 100 things a minute and a lot of them are negative. And a lot of the thing about meditation has been capturing and flipping the coin and being more positive.
Mm-hmm.
And not obviously trying to focus on that particularly in meditation, but it just happens. It's just part of allowing yourself to sit and open up to that love and that divinity and that energy just helps to transform you. And by, you know, you're just being and sitting and committing to that, there's a transformation that takes place without you having to think it through and problem solve it and actively do anything. And you're just fed so much through the meditation practice, and making a commitment to that. You come, you know, you just, yeah, changes happen, but you don't have to be having no thoughts. And I certainly haven't reached that. Mm-hmm. I know that my thoughts and my level of peace has I have been able to feel the change, but it has been, you know, it's a slow process, but just being and all this, you know, the trying to think about how pure meditation has changed is just, it's so profound for me that I can't even sometimes kind of put it into words, but it's just a gradual change. But just being able, I didn't really feel the peace. I was always searching my life, you know, trying to find what was missing, and certainly this is what it was. And yeah, just, it's just a gradual change, and being able to see things like Daniel talked about, being able to see things that you need to change to be more of peace and make a more intuitive choice and be more centered in yourself, and then that helps others as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was thinking that idea of the gradual change in things, it's part of, you know, patience and compassion for yourself, and that people do think, oh, meditation just feels too far away from where I'm at. And I mean, we all understand that. I think that's what people don't realise, that people who do pure meditation have very similar struggles with that, the busyness and the mind monkeyness. But that even if you can only allow yourself to sit for small times at the start, and you may not feel to just do a short time, but the exponential benefit that you get from that small amount is just so profound. Like, it's sort of, it's a very small investment of your time and commitment. And actually, none of us can say that we don't have that time. It is really flipping the coin and seeing the positives that can come from it make the difference. And as you sort of, I guess, ease into that, you just want to be in meditation. It just calls you, and that's a lovely, lovely feeling as well. So it's very special. Yeah,
you really notice it, you know, when you haven't been meditating, you know, sometimes for a few days or something's happened, and it really becomes more and more of your, like, you know, an essential part of your living, and your, you know, spiritual food becomes just so important to have that time to meditate and to be in that state of peace.
Just thinking about what you said, Nadine, about feeling like being called for the meditation, is like sometimes in the morning is like you just want to sleep in for that little bit longer or something, but then like I feel within myself, oh, I really need to get up and meditate, because I know that's going to feed me more than that extra half an hour or that hour of sleep that I'm going to have. And it just feels like there's something in you that's like pulling you towards the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really profound that, you know, the more that you start to enjoy it and the more that you put it in your life, the more that you want to do it more and more and more. And it's the same with all the aspects of the spiritual living, like we were talking about with giving and those things earlier as well. It's like, I was thinking to read from The Truth Eternal by Major Yogananda Mahasayadharma, the chapter on pure meditation and meditative states. So, pure meditation and meditative states. Any form of meditative state is worthwhile to a degree. Whether it be sitting in the candlelight, breathing gently, walking with a meditative mind, or just sitting under a tree, watching all of nature. There is some good in most of the states of being whereby we are pausing for rest and thought. Seriously think what you are wanting to receive from this moment of time. If it is to relax and feel peaceful and no more, then it's all to the good. But if you still feel bereft of something, though you cannot gauge what it is, then pure meditation could be for you. There are many forms of meditation, transcendental meditation, Zen meditation, to name but two. And all these are here varying in some form or another, thus giving a variety for people with different tastes and needs. Also, they are there to meet people's different levels of spirituality. This is how it should be at this present stage of evolution. Now it is time for the heightening of spirit within the human race, bringing with it discontentment to the level that the person is at. The spirit person will need more food for thought, will wish to delve deeper into themselves and the meaning of life. This is where pure meditation comes into its own. In all my years studying the different forms of meditation, I have to say, not one other has incorporated everything that has been needed to satisfy and allow a person to take responsibility for themselves, and at the end of a guided course in meditation, have a do-it-yourself kit to last them for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. Pure meditation does this by having such a comprehensive DIY kit to fulfill all your needs, handed down through the voice of the masters, always at a time when this earth plane is in great need. It is a spiritual way to find your true self, self-realization and God-realization. Also incorporating Raja and Kriya Yoga, the teachings are on all aspects of life. We need these teachings in our life now as never before. It is a jewel in the crown of the Infinite Beloved. And there's a prayer on the other side of the page, and it says, now is the time for all of humanity to know that God is within. Don't waste every precious moment left in your life wondering. Look and find God within. Find your true self and God-like nature now, before it is too late, and you pass in ignorance of the truth that sets you free.
Divine Spirit, we give you our grateful thanks for this time together to help to spread the light. We thank you for coming through us in the words that we've shared, and may they be what is needed by those who are searching for self-realization, a guru, God. And we ask that this podcast may reach those who are looking to find self-realization. And may your will be done for all. Om.
Om.